You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Mātauranga Māori is empowered as a central focus of a new decision-making framework for geothermal engineering projects developed by recent PhD graduate Dr. Nona Tote. The tool bridges the technical considerations of engineers with iwi perspectives and priorities. Tote's framework mediates perspectives by combining cultural, social, environmental, and economic sustainability indicators to measure and communicate the Māori, the life force and viability of geothermal engineering initiatives in Aotearoa. I spoke to Dr. Nona Tote of Te Aroa and Tainui about his work. Kia ora, Nona. So tell us about your work. Where did you start with developing a tool like this?
Kia ora, Jasmine. Yeah, I guess the idea for the study came from three different places, really. First, from one of my good mentors and advisors who developed what was called the Māori model as a conceptual decision-making framework. And he had the idea of adapting that tool to a geothermal context. So that's number one. Number two, there's a long-standing issue in not only the geothermal industry, but the engineering industry, where despite good intentions from many, many developers, particularly in iwi engagement, impact assessment, and resource consenting, there's still very rare for iwi concerns and iwi interests to be practically and structurally, I would say, embedded or reflected in the outcome of those engineering projects. And so that was number two. And then number three, I guess, is more personal. I grew up in Rotorua, very, very much exposed to geothermal taonga. And in the 1960s, a very significant geothermal taonga to my hapū was essentially taken and destroyed during the construction of the Rotorua airport. So that memory, I guess, carries through to now, and all three of those things are drivers for the study.
How did you manage the taonga of Mātauranga Māori in the context of transforming traditional ideas and concepts and things that are so important into something new, essentially?
Yeah, good question. And Mātauranga Māori is very much a significant and valued taonga to Māori, and I've had a deep understanding of it through my upbringing, attending kura kaupapa at Ruamata. And it's not always shared freely and willingly, but when it is, it needs to be shared correctly and fully. So in my studies, I was essentially dissecting Mātauranga Māori and breaking it down into measurable components that we can focus on when we consider the sustainability of a geothermal project. And so alongside that, or as a foundation to that, I also shared the origin stories of where those components of Mātauranga Māori came from. I shared stories, I shared ancestral exploits that would have informed some of the components that we're considering that we've used in this decision support tool. So that's about it. It's ensuring that if you interpret or reinterpret Mātauranga Māori to do something in the contemporary context, that you bring with that the origin of those contemporary interpretations.
I saw that you also produced a short film in Te Reo Māori as a resource for rangatahi to learn about the importance of those geothermal resources for hapū. What was that process of creating that short film like for you? Was that kind of a natural progression off of you working through your knowledge of Mātauranga and communicating it for your PhD?
Yeah, it was very early in the PhD journey, and I'm going to say it was really easy because I have whānau who work in the film industry, and my sister's a director, her partner's a videographer, so it was fairly easy in that way. The talent used in that video were students from my old kura, Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Ruamata. So recruiting the talent was also fairly easy. I just had to give my old principal a call and ask for some talented tamaki. And I guess the intention behind that was, at an early stage of the PhD journey, I wanted to get the word out there that this kind of mahi was being done and that it's being done for tamariki. It's for future generations. It's not for the benefit of us kaumātua today, really. It's for the benefit of our tamariki and their tamariki. So I wanted to get that idea out there, that this work is for them. If we want our tamariki to properly engage in this kind of content in this space, managing geothermal resources for iwi, they first have to understand what the significance of geothermal taonga is, some of the issues that are going on, even though they might not understand it properly yet, they will in the future. So this video was hopefully a quick introduction to some of those issues for tamariki, and hopefully try to spark some sort of excitement in their eyes as they engage, because there's a lot of tamariki in Aotearoa who currently engage with geothermal but don't yet understand some of the more political nuances and environmental issues that go on in that space.
What is the path for releasing this tool for use in the public or in the industry?
Yeah, at the moment the tool sits within a journal publication, and so that's not very useful for the public. My greatest aspiration is that the tool as it stands right now is embedded into things like regional policy. There's new regional geothermal management plans being developed, especially here in the Bay of Plenty in the Central North Island. And Waikato Regional Council will also be looking to update their geothermal management plans as well. And of course, those two regions are where most of Aotearoa's geothermal resources lie. So my greatest aspiration would be that the tool gets embedded into those policies on how we should manage geothermal resources. There's also the page 3 of the National Freshwater Inquiry, currently with the Waitangi Tribunal, and the implications of that, or the potential implications of that, could be huge in terms of how geothermal resources are managed and the level of practical authority that iwi would have over that process. So I would propose that if it turns out that iwi have an elevated practical authority over those geothermal resources, then I would propose that the tool help to facilitate that practicality by guiding the way that iwi make decisions and inform their partners, their government partners on what should happen to those geothermal resources and how they should be developed, if at all. And then I guess finally there's the recently announced National Geothermal Strategy, and I'm looking to do some mahi in trying to incorporate tools into that strategy somehow. The strategy includes a bunch of initiative funding rounds, etc., research grants, and there's always going to be a need to facilitate the consideration of the sustainability, not only the environmental sustainability, but the cultural, the social, and the economic sustainability of all those initiatives. So I would hope that this tool or something similar would be embedded into our national strategy.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us today?
There's a kind of a hope that this tool would also help other Indigenous communities around the world. One of the future potentials of the outcomes of this study is that, yes, Aotearoa has a bunch of other industries that would require an intuitive and practical decision support tool. Beyond that, however, there's other Indigenous communities around the world who are struggling to have their voices heard effectively in their own industry. So one of my most exciting avenues of work is being able to work with other Indigenous communities around the world and help to reinterpret this tool in their context. And so that's going on in Hawaii and Canada. Yeah.
That was Dr. Nona Tote, lecturer and PhD graduate in Civil and Environmental Engineering at Waipapa Taumātarau, discussing his mahi in developing a framework that centres Mātauranga Māori in geothermal decision-making.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.